This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage, and you can send us any questions or problems through there. And, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Great to have back in studio Mr. John Hinkle of Online Trading Academy. Back when we started Haystack in 2009, boy, one of the first companies that came on with us was Online Trading Academy. So, John, the years are passing.
They are, unfortunately.
They sure are. I just turned 60 not recently, and I was called a couple of high school buddies. And I was like, man, how is that possible? It's hard to even say 60.
Age just kind of happens. Time never stops for it. Doesn't stop for anyone. It just kind of keeps on going.
That's for sure. All right. Online Trading Academy. Again, they've been with us for a number of years, did our TV show over at CBS for a number of years, and still actually do that. And John's on with us quite a bit here on Haystack, but radio. But, John, this is something, boy, I tell you, finances, everywhere you go, everybody's worried about finances, the market, and all the things. So what are you hearing right now of students that are coming in, of why they're coming to Online Trading Academy?
I think it always boils down to a couple of things, but ultimately, most people want more security and control in their lives. They want to have more say in the things that they do. They don't want to be told what to do by other adults. They want to do the things that they're passionate about.
Right. And, you know, it really runs the gamut. I had somebody the other day I was talking to about, and I said, man, you ought to go to this class. And they said, well, I'm probably pretty old for that. And I said, no, you have no idea. I said, it runs the gamut of age, doesn't it?
Yeah, we, first off, Scott, just a little bit of background about us, if I could. We're the world's leading financial educator. We teach a very precise, patented, step-by-step process on investing and trading in the market, and it's something we've been doing for over 20 years. And you asked a little bit about ages, age groups and stuff. And we've had students as young as 16 and as old as 90. Now, and most people fall somewhere in the middle, obviously. But trading and investing is a skill just like anything else. And it's something that people need to learn how to do.
Sure. Now, do a lot of the students that come there are a big percentage of them already in the market in some way? Or is it kind of a 50-50 deal?
It's kind of mixed, Scott. We have a lot of students that have been in the market maybe for a long time. Maybe they're not getting the kind of returns they're expecting, or maybe they're concerned about the risk of a significant pullback would have on their portfolio. That's something that they've saved their whole life. On the other hand, probably at least half the people that we get are brand new to trading and investing. They've never done any trading. They've never invested at all. Don't know the first thing about it, and it's a great way to kind of find out about that.
Right. And, that's not really a bad thing, because if I don't really know anything about it, I'm probably going to be a better student because I have no preconceived ideas.
We've got some of our most successful students are people that came in, were complete novices, didn't understand a stock from a stick, as one of our folks likes to say. And we can teach them what they need to know from the ground up, step by step, basically.
Right. John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. And again, if you're looking for something to do different with your finances, I highly recommend John and his classes there. And John was kind enough to do something for us here, a little bit of a special, because you do a half-day class. And, back when we met years ago, I was kind of overwhelmed at the fact that you would actually give something like this away. But you said, hey, I just want to see, if it's right for somebody. And I mean, a lot of businesses aren't like that. They charge you, and then you figure out if it's right.
Yeah, we've got the half-day class is really popular with our students. We're gonna during that half-day class, we're gonna show you how the market really works. We're gonna talk about making more money with less risk. We're gonna talk about how to keep more of your money, how to pay less in taxes, and we're gonna show them a step-by-step process that they can go through to really make the market start working for them.
All right, how many of those could we give away?
How about 15 today?
15. All right. Call 303-217-4511. And again, this is a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But during the class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. And as John mentioned, you guys are the largest financial educator. You got 40, I think it is?
More than 40 centers all over the world, including a beautiful campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center.
All right, so call now, 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and tell them you'd like a ticket for a free half-day class. They can go over all the dates with you. You can also visit their website for more information at tradingacademy.com. That's usually one of the first things I have to straighten out with people when I say, hey, have you ever thought about Online Trading Academy? And, you know, everybody thinks it's an online deal, but
yeah, we are a bricks and mortar campus, Scott, and we have been since the beginning. We've been around for over 20 years, as I mentioned before. We've had, you know, over 250,000 people have been to one of our 40-plus campuses all over the world. And we teach in a real hands-on manner. We believe that people learn, especially adults learn, best by understanding the process and then actually doing the process. You know, getting your hands on the computer, actually making trades. And that's how we teach our students.
Right. And, of course, a big player in this, so to speak, is your instructors. And I was watching a segment with you the other day on TV, and you made a statement that a lot of the instructors, or several of them started out as students there.
Yeah, in fact, most of our newer instructors started out as students. So, you know, once they become successful traders, in a lot of cases, they love the way that the Academy impacted their lives. They love the classroom experience and were really drawn to teach other people. So they know what it's like to be a new student learning this, and that's one of the things that makes them such effective instructors.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned before there's a lot of reasons why people come to this half-day class. And, again, if you're just joining us, John's offered us some free passes for that. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John right here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you a free pass for this half-day class. And this is over kind of in the Tamarack area, right off of Hamden and I-25. And, again, a great, great, beautiful campus there. But for people that come in, just a lot of different reasons of, like you said, and I think taking control of their finances and their life a little bit is huge for everybody.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and like I said, the reason people come in, it's pretty diverse. I had a guy came in the other day. It was in a company that had just been through a round of downsizing, and he wasn't let go, but he had some friends that were, for him it was important to have a source of income that couldn't be downsized or outsourced. I have a lot of people come in, you know, that are kind of our age, mm-hmm. that are 50 and 60 years old, and sure. Getting up near retirement and realize they don't have enough, and, mm-hmm. and they need to find a way to grow the money that they have saved faster so that they can have the kind of retirement they envision.
Right. So when you see kind of what the market's done the first half of this year and now second half, what are you kind of forecasting out there? Just you need to learn these patented methods?
Well, I think the thing that's interesting, Scott, is, you know, we are into the longest bull market in history, going off the 2008 lows. We had a huge start to the start of this year, and since then we've given all those gains back. So if you've been just a buy-and-hold investor, you haven't made anything this year, and you're certainly not making anything in interest with the bank account. However, if you're trading this market, we've had some phenomenal moves, and the opportunities are there if you have that skill set to make money when the market goes up and down. And some of these huge 1,000-point days that we've had are just right in our wheelhouse, really.
Right. So what are some of the most common mistakes people make? You know, when they come in and let's say they come to your half-day class and they said, yeah, I've been in the stock market, but, man, I've just messed up so much. Because most of the time, if we hear about a stock, a friend tells about something, oh, you ought to get into this, it's probably too late, right?
It probably is. Not always, but, you know, everyone, you know, the Monday morning quarterback
sure.
goes on. But I think if you talk about mistakes that people make, I think the biggest mistake most people make is letting their emotions get the best of them. They want to buy. They have the fear of missing out. When the market goes up, they want to buy. And when it goes down, they panic and sell at the exact wrong time. And if you think about it, the market is one of the few things that people buy when prices get higher, which is the opposite of the way we buy everything else. So one of the things we teach our students is have a plan that you follow to allow you to make actually make money on those moves rather than do the exact wrong thing.
Sure. Again, I don't know if all these passes have been taken yet, but go ahead and call. Mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, 303-217-4511. This is a half-day class where you will really learn all about what Online Trading Academy is all about. Seating is limited, so call now, 303-217-4511, and you can visit their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, when people talk about retirement and everything, I mean, I was talking to some friends the other day, and a guy really thought he was all set up, but they had some medical issues that came up, and the guy had really worked his tail off to really be set up. But medical issues came, different things, and illnesses, and man, the guy says, there's no way I'm going to be able to retire now.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You bring up medical issues. There's a recent article, I don't recall if it was Forbes or Barron's, that suggested the average married couple in their retirement will spend more than $300,000 out of their own pockets in terms of premiums and uncovered medical expenses, prescriptions, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, you know, people think they're ready. You know, I had a guy come in, he's got $1 million saved. He, you know, thought he was all set. And the reality is, if you've got, depending on your lifestyle, you know, in this case, this guy wanted to spend around $100,000 a year in retirement. He didn't have nearly enough money. He didn't have nearly enough money unless he could increase his rate of return, and then he'd be okay. But if you think about it, most people underestimate how much money they need, or they need to get a higher return, one or the other.
Sure. And so just to be clear with everybody, I mean, when we talk about Online Trading Academy's patented methods, we're talking about where they can actually learn the same things as Wall Street people, big bank people, and all that.
Yeah, we've actually delivered educational content for the employees of the New York Stock Exchange, the employees of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So we have, and many of our instructors also come from Wall Street and LaSalle mm-hmm. Street in Chicago. So we have, you know, a lot of ties to that part of the business. In addition to, you know, all the things that we've developed over the last several years.
Right. Again, this is a half-day class, and John's kind enough to give Haystack Help Radio listeners a free opportunity to come to this class. Listen, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived for callers who mention Haystack Help Radio. Call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511, and their website is tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Pamela Meyer back in studio with us. Pamela is our exclusive realtor. She handles all the real estate needs that we have for our clients here, and she would be glad to help you as well. Her number, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. And with that, we'll welcome Ms. Pamela Meyer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. You know, I heard a report today, and I wish I could remember the numbers, but they were talking about all the apartments that have been built in Denver. And it was something like 7,500 have already been completed, with on schedule of like several thousand. Like 10,000-12,000 more being, you know, in our area here. But we brought this up on another show. How do you go when you talk to people that are renting?
Mm-hmm.
And then try to get them to see the value of owning a home. I mean, some people maybe just don't want that responsibility, but
some don't.
Man, to me, when they look at what you can buy for today,
and what your payment is for that rental payment, mm-hmm.
It's crazy not to at least call you to have you see what
to have the discussion,
to see what's out there, because that doesn't cost them anything.
Well, and part of it is, even in discussing with people whether it's wise for them to buy, certainly we talk about, you know, if you know you're with a company and you are leaving Colorado within the next 2 or 3 years, I wouldn't buy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, we've had good appreciation, but you have expenses of sale.
Sure.
And so, you know, you can't bank that appreciation until it happens. And I don't have a crystal ball. Mine broke in 08.
Really? Along with all of ours.
So that piece is, you know, purchasing isn't for everybody. Some people just don't want to deal with that. But from an investment standpoint, homeowners end up, I don't know how it is, creating more wealth. Part of it is in our homes.
Sure.
But also I think home ownership develops more responsible behavior. That's the psychologist part of me saying
right.
that. Because you have to get stuff done. You know, there's maintenance, there's this. It's kind of like having children makes you more responsible in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not all about you anymore. And the same thing is true, I think, when you purchase property. Sometimes you have to make decisions. Well, I'd really rather go out to dinner and blow $200, but we need the $200 for the new lawnmower or the fertilizing or the, you know, that you get to make more choices.
Right.
And some of them aren't the blowing $200 on dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the big push on apartments, you know, certainly has been, it started when we had developers and there was property to be built on, And the demand is there from a population standpoint, but they didn't want to build condominiums because of the construction defect litigation that was in place, where somebody could just decide to sue a developer, and everybody got on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what the most recent is on that,
right.
But I think that even there, those apartments are being built with the opportunity, as in individual electric, individual gas, et cetera, where they can, in fact, should it be prudent or wise financially, to turn those into condominiums after a 7-year time frame has expired,
right.
If the construction defect law didn't change at all.
Right.
So that was a big piece of this, because the population influx still supports having places to move into.
Mm-hmm.
However, you'll notice not many of them are for lower income. They aren't.
No.
You know, it's kind of like the poor kids who would, be up in the mountains doing ski lift duty, and there was no place for them to live that was nearby.
Right.
So I still think there's a pretty large disparity in terms of housing that is affordable for, lower income.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't solve that problem. And I'm not, because I deal in buying and selling,
sure.
I'm not kind of in the know on that.
Yeah. The number of years we've been doing the show together, I know you get a lot of repeat business,
mm-hmm.
whether it be from it's not like we buy a house every year, but
no.
They always, it seems like your parents, your clients do return to you, or send kids or send other friends. So I guess my question, what do you think differentiates you? So I'm asking you to toot your own horn, so to speak, but what differentiates you think, with just the average everyday realtor out there?
Time on task.
Yeah.
It is that piece of, I'm not new at this game anymore. And it is, you have to have gone through some of these cycles, I think, to really better and more adequately advise people. What is it? Time on task beats talent every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's it. I think the fact that I do this full time, and I think that because I have on purpose built my business as a relationship-based business more than, you are a transaction, and once we're done.
Right.
I have viewed everything with my clients as, okay, I'm helping you buy this, but I'm hoping I will also be the person someday to help you sell it. I just closed on a condominium that a gentleman had moved out of state about a year and a half ago, and his wife remembered me, and he bought his condo from me 10 years ago. And it wasn't like we had a lot of interaction. I mean, I send emails, I say hi, I make calls, that kind mm-hmm. of thing, but he never attended a client event.
Wow.
But there he was. Okay, you helped me buy it. Now I want you to help me sell it. So we're having the conversations about anything that might be at issue when you go to sell it. For example, I live in a development that's boundaried by Quebec and Holly. Well, Quebec's a way busier street. If your property backs to Quebec, there's a reason you're going to get into the neighborhood for $20,000 or $30,000 or $50,000 less, depending upon the market.
Yep.
Our market's been hot enough; people have paid, and it didn't matter if they backed to Quebec because they got in.
Right.
But there are other markets where that would have made a substantial difference in, number one, how fast the property's going to sell and at what price. Well, if I'm helping you buy and you're looking at purchasing that type of property, we're going to have the discussion going in about the potential difficulties in selling it coming out, whether that be in 5 years, 10 years, whatever. Having big high-tension power lines going through your backyard,
mm-hmm.
It might not matter to you, but I can guarantee it will matter to the pool of buyers when you sell.
Right.
So let's talk about that now.
Pamela Myers, our guest. Once again, you can check out Pamela's website, denverhomenavigators.com. Her number is 303-506-0106. And if you have any need whatsoever, if you're even remotely thinking about moving, buying a home, selling a home, give her a call. We've mentioned this every show. It's never too early to start that conversation, and Pam will be glad to help you. A couple of things in our last few minutes here I just want to throw at you. Why is for sale by owner a bad idea?
Couple of reasons. One is, generally, the person who is selling their own house, it's one transaction in how many years? And because you are not in the market, your own knowledge of what the market is, what it will bear, everything else is limited to what you hear from the news, what you see your neighbor's house go on the market for, but you don't get to know what it sells for. They're not going to tell you that. Mm-hmm. They're not going to see trends. So you're operating from a deficit. And I know everybody thinks they're going to save the commission, but who you attract as a buyer, yep, is somebody who's looking to, quote, save the commission. So you got two opposing people who want to both save the commission. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece of it is yes, there are actual real estate companies who will, for a flat fee, will put your listing into the multiple listing service so you get exposure, but you're still attracting the same buyer, so to speak. It is, for most people, their biggest financial asset when they're selling a home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's statistically proven that listing it with an agent, you get more money in less time with less legal exposure. It's just,
sure,
it's just the truth of the matter.
And there's a reason why there's a need for real.
True.
I thought of some of these things with even some of these, and I haven't seen as many of these, you know, being advertised, these flat fee kind of places too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you, you're going to do fine on your home to try to just save every dollar. And I get that. We all want to make as much as we can. But me, I'd rather have somebody really working and getting paid well for what they do than somebody getting $1,000. You know, I'm just telling you, I don't care who you are. There's no way a person that can do all that you do, in my opinion,
$1,000.
For $1,000.
The truth. And put yourself in that person's shoes, especially when you're going to pay somebody else who's going to bring the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to pay the person who's representing you. Or if I cut my fee, I still have to pay my company. I have to pay taxes. I have to feed my family. And I have to pay for marketing.
Right.
Where do you think that bill is going to get cut? For most people,
mm-hmm,
it's going to come out of your marketing.
Sure.
So that hurts you as
a
seller. And people just need to see that side of it, that there ain't no free lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of the flat fee business models are built on volume and or helping people on the buy side more frequently. But I don't, that's not my business model.
Yeah, absolutely. Nor should it be. Again, if Pamela can help you, give her a call. Pamela's been with us for a number of years now, and I tell you, you will not find a better person to work with, someone that you can trust, someone that will shoot straight with you, be honest with you. You know, I'm not looking. And Pamela, real quick, I hear some of these ads sometimes. Oh, if I don't sell your home, I'll give you $5,000. I heard a guy that day, we spend more on marketing than any realtor. Well, I'm not looking for you to spend more on marketing. You know, I'm not looking for you to give me $5,000 to sell my home. I just want you to do your job and do it well and be honest with me and educate me on so I don't make a mistake and I'm good.
It is an education process.
Absolutely. So Pamela will be glad to do that. All you have to do is give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. Check out our website, denverhomenavigators.com. Pamela, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Forward to our next visit.
You bet.
Hang tight. We'll be right back with more of Haystack Help Radio.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result, no meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take AIM at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Marie Christine joins me in studio as well. Happy Monday.
Did you catch any giant fish while you were gone?
We did catch some fish. We just returned from Ketchikan, actually 50 miles north of Ketchikan, with a sponsor of our Sportsman of Colorado show. So brought back some salmon, some halibut, some rockfish. And it's amazing how many friends contact you. I'd love some halibut. Yeah.
Well, and I would guess that Jess actually approves of your food choices when it comes to fish. Maybe not so much with hamburgers.
I would think so. So let's go to the phones. We do have Jess Sorcy with us from Integrated Health Systems. Jess, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. So fish is good for us, huh?
Yeah, fish is definitely good for you, especially if you catch it on your own.
Oh, we did. Yeah. And we got some crabs down there, and man, an hour and a half from when we got them out of the ocean, they were on our table, and shrimp, and wow.
That's awesome.
Maybe you won't have to take your fish oil supplement for a little while.
Exactly, yeah. Omega-3s and all that, yeah. Well, Jess, I'm going to talk a little bit about nutrition with you today, and it's funny, some of the guys I was with, most of them were right around my age and 60, and a couple of them one of them had two college roommates, so they were all talking about how different they looked back in college, and most of that was due to weight gain. And they said, well, what are some weight things you guys have tried? And I said, you know what? I'm going to find out some things here from our good friends at Integrated Health System. So when people come to you about a diet, I assume you try to steer that right back to even just the main topic of nutrition instead of just a diet, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, just trying to educate people that, you know, doing a six-week diet might get you the results that you're looking for, but it's more about a lifestyle change and having to make those changes more on a regular basis.
Where do you kind of start with somebody when they, you know, maybe they have a lot of weight they need to lose, they've never even thought about eating healthy before? Where's the starting point for let's start eating healthy?
I think that's going to depend on the person. So, you know, as much as a nutritionist, I would love to go in and kind of wipe the table clean and eat, have them eat really healthy. You know, it's figuring out what their goals are and then what they're able to do. So are they able to make three small changes, you know, and figuring out what that's going to be, because if you make too many changes all at once, then that person, you know, might not be able to stick to it. Whereas if you just make a couple changes and clean up the big issues with their diet, then they might stick to it longer. And then you can keep progressing and making more and more changes as they go through.
Right. You know, with diets, there's so many things out there of where, you know, Atkins kind of diets where you're eating a lot of meat, I think, and salads. And then there's others, you know, the no carbs, all the different things. So if someone is trying to drop some weight, where do you kind of start with what that meal balance should look like throughout the day?
I think, you know, with all the different diets out there, it definitely gets confusing on where to go. One of the biggest pieces in weight is looking more at, you know, the balance of the proteins, the fats, and the carbohydrates that someone's eating. If you're eating too many carbohydrates, then you're definitely going to store, you know, excess weight. So you have to look at that. But then you also have to look at underlining metabolic issues that might prevent somebody from losing weight. Because I think, you know, we can all relate to, you know, knowing people or even ourselves have, you know, making dietary changes and not really seeing the results. Mm-hmm. So not really just focusing just on the food, but other metabolic imbalances such as liver dysfunction or blood sugar imbalances or inflammation being one of the culprits and why that weight won't come off.
So, Jess, we see, you know, the food pyramid, and I've heard that maybe the food pyramid's a little outdated now, you know, it needs some adjustments, but you're talking about a balance, a good balance between protein and carbs. So just picture a dinner plate in your head. If you had to craft your perfect dinner plate, what would be on it and how much?
I always try to educate our patients that, you know, if you have a dinner plate, half of it should be vegetables right out the door. So whether looks like, yeah, Scott's in trouble. So whether that looks like, you know, a big salad or asparagus, something like that, if they want to do a starchier vegetable like a sweet potato, then that would, you know, make up a very small amount of that half of the plate. And then they're going to want a decent amount of protein and fat. So, you know, a good rule of thumb is protein is about the size of your palm and the thickness of your palm, which I think a lot of people tend to overeat protein. And then, you know, as far as fats goes, that's, you know, probably a couple tablespoons of fat. So, you know, whether you're getting it from olive oil or coconut oil or avocado, or you're getting a little bit from the meat you're eating, you know, making sure that there's definitely a little bit of fat in there to help stabilize everything out.
So, Scott, now that you're planning your meals with your delicious halibut
yes.
and salmon.
I know, and they served all kinds of vegetables. And I did eat a few things there. I don't know what they were, really, but I did try a few different types of squash and
Jess, we're getting through to him.
Like that.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say, was it green?
No, it was yellow.
So
yeah, because I could handle that a little better. Do you find it's getting easier now? Because one thing we the guys and I were talking there, we were talking about, you know, labels, and I was telling them, man, you got to read the label. And then one guy says, man, you got to be a scientist to read those labels. Do you find labels are getting easier to read or more difficult, or are they being more truthful now? Where are we with our labeling of our foods?
I think labeling can be really confusing for a lot of people. You know, they use words like natural and organic and non-GMO, and some of those things, you know, are very important. But, you know, even when something says it's natural, that kind of labeling is just a marketing scheme. It really doesn't mean anything. But I think it makes people more confused on, you know, what do they choose when it comes down to reading labels. And, you know, I think we're getting better at, you know, identifying what's in some of these foods so that we can make the right choice. But then I think, you know, all of it comes down to marketing and making money. And so they're using some of those terms as, you know, a way of selling their product.
So how do you at Integrated Health Systems sort of help people be smart in the grocery store and, you know, which brand or which food to pick?
Well, in an ideal world, you know, we would try to get people off as much processed food as possible. So, you know, if you're eating, you know, lean meats and vegetables and fruits and healthy fats from, like, nuts and seeds and oils, you're not reading too many labels because they don't need to come with labels. So then from there, you just want to, you know, really look at what, if you are eating any processed foods, what's in there. So, you know, some people will say if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. I think that's a pretty good rule. And then other people, you know, I've heard other nutritionists work with their patients and, you know, making their patients research all those ingredients and deciphering whether that's even a food or not, and then helping to make their decision that way.
All right, so here's an example of a natural food that still has a confusing label. I see the banana bins, and there's the regular bananas and the organic bananas, and I honestly don't know the difference.
Yes. So organic is going to mean that that food, you know, was raised organically. So it wasn't, there was no fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides used on that product. But that can be misleading sometimes too, because, you know, if the seed wasn't organic, then, you know, there's questions on whether that product's actually organic. So you have to, even in that sense, be pretty educated to make that decision.
Well, so is it worth the extra 10 cents per banana? I mean, I would think fertilizer on your banana tree, like, what's the big deal? I don't get it.
Yeah, there are some foods where it definitely makes a big deal. So there's something we call the clean 15 and the dirty dozen. So the clean 15, you know, a banana would fall in that category, meaning that it's cleaner because it does have that peel around the portion of the fruit that you actually eat. So even if it was sprayed with pesticides and herbicides, most likely it's not contaminating the actual flesh of the banana, you know. And then there's other foods like spinach is another one of a dirty dozen, which means that you really want to be careful and try to buy that organic because it has been highly sprayed and contaminated with pesticides and herbicides. So, you know, that adds a little bit of more, you know, complexity to some of our shoppers. But there are ways to get around, you know, do you need to eat completely organic? You know, which foods are the most important to pick organic, and then kind of go from there.
I guess that makes sense. You're peeling the banana. You're not eating the peel.
Exactly.
So there's no pesticides in your mouth then.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, Jess, would you, and you kind of said this in your first statement, in our first segment, I should say, but a little earlier, you said something, you know, finding out if there's underlying causes of why you can't lose weight. So would you suggest before anyone goes on any kind of weight loss program, diet program, changing their diet, whatever, doing some of the blood work that you guys do at Integrated Health Systems just to make sure, you know, everything's in a good balance before you even start?
Absolutely. You know, when people put forth the effort to change their diet, you know, if we haven't looked at all the metabolic, you know, their metabolic health, and then we get started on a diet, it can just be frustrating for that person because, you know, maybe they're following the diet to a T, but their weight's not coming down, and then, you know, they get frustrated and give up. But if you have those, you know, the blood work to use as a resource, and you can say, okay, you might not be losing weight because of your glucose levels or your inflammation, or maybe your liver isn't functioning the way it needs to be, then we can address all of those issues at the same time and hope to see those improvements, which will then get the patient or the person to stick with the protocol.
Well, and that's where we've talked to you, Jess, and Dr. Stedman about how you can actually be eating good, quote-unquote, healthy foods, but maybe they're not the right foods for you specifically because of whatever your gut issues are, your health issues. Just give us an example of a patient you've seen who maybe was eating healthy, but it wasn't doing the right things for them.
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually talking to a nutritionist friend over the weekend, and, you know, I'm sure everyone's heard of the ketogenic diet. It's the new talk as far as nutrition goes. And she was telling me how she actually gained 12 pounds by eating ketogenic, and that it wasn't until she started to add in more carbs that she started to lose weight. And so I think that there's a lot of underlying metabolic, issues or imbalances that go on that could prevent that. And one thing that, she discovered for her was that, she has thyroid issues, and you definitely need more carbohydrates when you have thyroid issues. And so I think, she inadvertently, by going on a ketogenic diet for weight loss, kind of increased her thyroid imbalance, and then her weight wouldn't shift, and she actually started to gain weight. So I think that's one of the big kind of reasons why you want to run the blood work, and you want to look at all the areas of the body to make sure that you know what you're dealing with.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We still have another segment with Jess. If you've got any questions and maybe you've been thinking about dieting or nutrition, all of that, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy, up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
We are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley, along with Marie Christine. Jess Sorcy is our guest. Jess is with Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. So Jess, Marie, and I were talking during the break here just a little bit the difference between men and women and weight loss and different things, because, if a guy, in most cases, sets his mind to something, can drop, 10 pounds in a week, and a lady might do 2 pounds. What makes up all that difference there?
I think all the difference in the world there is estrogen. So, as women, we have a lot more estrogen, and sometimes, we have too much, and that can definitely make it harder for us to lose weight.
Why is that? What does estrogen do to us?
Estrogen so it's stored in your fat cells. So the more estrogen you have, the more fat you're going to have. And, so naturally women, we naturally in a healthy state have a lot of estrogen. But then when you look at environmental factors and different things that actually promote more estrogen in the body, then we're getting a lot more levels of estrogen than we normally have.
So what would go ahead.
We'll often see women come in that have weight issues with what's called estrogen dominance, meaning that, you know, from it's a hormonal imbalance where they have a lot more estrogen to the other hormones in their body, and then that excess estrogen will make it really difficult to drop any weight.
What do you see as some of the causes of having too much estrogen?
Too much estrogen, you know, there's a lot of research on it. It can be from, you know, the diet we're eating. So even, you know, this kind of comes back to our food quality and talking about organics. You know, when we look at meat quality, especially, you know, beef, a lot of cows are given estrogen to fatten them up because the fatter the cow, the more money they can make when they slaughter the cow and sell it. So if that cow is given estrogen, you know, and then we eat that same meat from that cow, then we're also getting some of that estrogen. So that can definitely be one of the ways that we're getting excess estrogen. So that's why choosing, you know, grass-fed, pasture-raised meat is always going to be the best option. The next biggest one that I'm going to, you know, see is like xenoestrogen. So even, you know, plastics. I know we've all been told that plastics are bad for us, but if you're cooking or heating your food up in plastics or drinking coffee out of the plastic lid from Starbucks, that can increase estrogen levels in the body as well.
Oh, man, my Starbucks can keep me from losing weight, Scott.
Just take the lid off and you'll be good.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one thing that came up in our conversation when I was with these guys last week, and one of them just said, you know, he goes, he said, I'm not, and he, this is what he said, not my word. He said, I don't want to sound like a girl. He goes, but eating is such an emotional thing for me. He said, it's a comfort thing. Do you find that with a lot of people that, you know, that's just, I mean, they're busy all day, their schedule's hectic, whatever, and then, you know, they just go home and maybe eat more than they intend to just for that comfort?
Yeah, that's every single patient that walks in here.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, if you think about it, in our society, food is very much centered on, you know, if you're happy, you eat. If you're sad, you eat. If you're stressed, you eat, you know. So there's definitely all of those emotional components that come with it, too. And then, you know, if you're eating more in an emotional state, there's research to show that your body's going to, you know, use that food differently, and that can cause weight gain as well.
So how do you deal with that? I mean, as a nutritionist, you almost have to, a little bit, be a counselor. Too. I mean,
yeah.
How do you talk to somebody about that?
You know, I bring it up to them. Thankfully, we actually have a counselor on staff here in our office for that very reason. Because every time you change someone's diet, you're looking at, you know, the different emotional components that come with how somebody eats. So she addresses all of those issues while I'm able just to focus on the diet and the nutrition piece.
Yeah, that's great. That's what I love about integrated health systems. It's such a team effort.
Well, there's so many different things, and it's great to have kind of a specialist in each one of these different fields that they do. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So what does that first consultation look like? You know, someone comes to you and they just say, hey, you know, I want to eat better. You know, maybe you want to drop a few pounds. What does that first conversation look like?
First conversation is really to get to know that person and kind of what they're currently doing and then what they've tried, because sometimes you get some big hints and what they've tried in the past that didn't work. So really just trying to get to know them and then, you know, creating a plan. So if their top goal is to lose weight, then we might look at, you know, where their weight is at and what their goal is. And then we might, you know, look at blood work to figure out why they might not be losing that weight. And then from there, you know, we'll use the blood work to create an individualized plan and approach and tell them, okay, this is going to be the best diet for you, and these are going to be some supplements that might help you along the way.
What sort of time frame are you typically, I'm sure it's different with every person, but I mean, when you start out and you say, you know, X number of weeks, we're going to work on such and such diet, what does that normally look like?
I usually work on patients for about 6 weeks initially. So in 6 weeks, we try to get, you know, 70% of the patient's concerns better. So if it was a woman in 6 weeks, you know, I could see a 12 to 15 pound weight loss. And then beyond 6 weeks, then I kind of transition into more, okay, how can we maintain this and where do you need to, you know, put your lifestyle at moving forward? So it's definitely not just, you know, let's do this diet, let's do this detox for the next 6 weeks and then go back to old habits. It's really then educating that person on how do I maintain these benefits that I've seen.
Well, and I would think, you know, 6 weeks doesn't sound too daunting and overwhelming. Somebody who starts to see results in sort of a short amount of time, that would be the encouragement that propels them forward. And Jess, real quick, what are your opinions on appetite suppressants?
I'm not a fan of appetite suppressants. First of all, I don't think that they work. And second of all, you know, one of the biggest reasons I'll see a lot of women especially not being able to lose weight is because they're actually not eating enough. So if you're taking an appetite, you know, suppressant and you're not eating a lot, that will actually slow down your metabolism. And then it can create a situation where you're actually holding on to more weight and more water because your body thinks that you're in more of a starvation phase.
So how do you deal with it then if somebody does feel hungry a lot on this new diet plan?
Usually if people are feeling hungry, that can be, you know, initially when we start the diet, that's what we call a detox reaction, is that people might be more hungry, have more cravings, and it's something that should pass. The other thing you have to look at is, you know, their blood sugar. So if your blood sugar is not stabilized, you're going to have cravings and you're going to feel hungry throughout the day. But if we incorporate more healthy fats and more proteins and, you know, making sure that we're eating enough carbs but not too many, that can really curb the appetite as well.
Well, George, Jess, this has been great information. And again, if you're... I think everybody needs help, and everybody needs a coach, and everybody needs somebody to be responsible to.
Guiding them.
And I think it helps. I mean, I know it does. So Jess can help you out. Give her a call, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. So, Jess, hey, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Hope you have a great week.
Yeah, thank you. You guys, too.
All right. All right, Marie, let's go to Starbucks and get
I'm taking off the lid. I don't want that estrogen.
Exactly. Thanks so much for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always there, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.